Central New York Republican Congressman John Katko made his second appearance in 2 days at the White House Wednesday as negotiations continued between Democrats and President Trump to reopen the federal government. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the sticking issue is over funding for a wall along the southern border with Mexico.
Trump met with members from the Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus Wednesday after Democrats refused to meet with him Tuesday. Katko says some Democrats could probably stomach a compromise with Trump if the deal was right. He says he was stunned to learn that some Democrats didn't know that the wall Trump is calling for would not go across the entire southern border, but rather a couple hundred miles of high traffic areas.
We now have Democrats who have sat down with him and listened to him and have left without saying no way, no way, no how. Left saying, okay, I got it, and hopefully you're going to go back and speak with leadership on the Democratic side, and maybe this will spark some sort of a reset to try and get these talks going again.
Katko says he thinks Trump would reopen the government if House Speaker Nancy Pelosi gave any indication that she would be willing to agree to some funding for a border wall as part of a bigger package.
She wants her to give some assurances that they're not only going to bargain in good faith, that they will to some extent bend on the wall issue, and he's going to bend on the cost and how much.
Mohawk Valley Congressman Anthony Brindisi was also at the White House Wednesday and says he believes there is a way forward, but first the government must be reopened. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.